Hi guys, it's Devroid. So I know it's been a while since I made a post here. I guess you could call this my re-emergence to Anchor. The plan going forward really is to actually put out like an episode at least one per week, and to try to keep you guys abreast of the things that are happening. I recently launched a new company. It's called Caribbean Value Investor, and one of the things that I've done is to actually incorporate Beyond the Stock Price into it. And going forward, what I'm going to be doing is a lot of the content that I'm going to be sharing is just little realizations on stuff that companies are doing. Looking at just some of the peculiarities in different companies when they release earnings and things of that nature. And then we'll be looking at some of the economic happenings and how they could potentially affect companies. One of those things actually happened today. So a significant economic or global market shift that happened today was the rebound of oil prices topping $80. So that's something for anybody who's been watching commodities. They would probably be very excited about, especially if you were lucky enough or what you can call savvy enough to have bought into oil futures or oil just to acquire oil ETFs or oil holdings when it had sunken to $43. I think that was the lowest it went last year. That was in June of 2017. And to think that less than a year afterwards, it's actually reaching to a point where you would have realized, say, close to 100% in capital gains. That's really something. So the just a thought here is just to be mindful of stuff like that and to take advantage of price arbitrage. All right, so I guess I'm going to just end this episode with just that one reminder. We've all heard that you should buy low and sell high, and to buy into pessimism and sell into optimism, but it's not that easy to put it into practice. So just a reminder for you guys.